We are holding the last of the Shvatim, the youngest of the Shvatim, Shevet Binyamin. Shevet Binyamin is Perek Chav Memtes, Pasuk Chav Zayin. He also gets one Pasuk, where Yaakov tells him, Binyamin Zev Yitrof. Binyamin is like a Zev, a wolf, which is grabbing. He's eating in the morning, and towards the evening he will divide his spoils. So Rashi explains, what is this bracha? What's this bracha referring to? So you have to understand that there are two great tzaddikim that come from Shevet Binyamin. One is Shaul HaMelech, and the other one is Mordechai HaTzadik. And the Torah is telling us that Yaakov Avinu was giving a nevuah regarding Shaul HaNavi, Shaul HaMelech, that Shaul is going to be able to be very victorious amongst the nations of the world. He's going to all the nations which are going to come to fight with Klal Yisrael, Shaul HaMelech will be victorious over them. And that's what it means. He's Ze'ev Yitrof. He's going to be like a wolf which, you know, hunts and is able to chop his prey. But also, it's being meramis to the fact that the melucha will be taken away from Shevet Binyamin. We know that the melucha was promised to Shevet Yehuda. But at the time when Yidden demanded a melech, David HaMelech was not yet ready to be king. So Shevet Yehuda was not yet ready to carry its melucha. So what happened? We had to have a caretaker king. We had to have a tzaddik that was fitting to be a king, but he would only hold the spot until David HaMelech was ready, till Shevet Yehuda was ready to get its rightful spot on the throne. And because of that, there had to be a reason for Shaul to lose his melucha. In other words, if you think about it, Shaul, Hitaka messed up a little bit. He tried to fight Amalek. He destroyed most of Amalek, but he kept Agag alive, and he kept the animals alive for Karbonis. And as we are going to be reading in the Haftarah of Parsha Zohar, that the Eibishter says, Toiv lishmoya mizevach toiv, I'd rather you listen to me. I don't need your Karbonis. I don't need your beautiful gifts. I need you to listen. And the Eibishter gets upset at Shaul, and he says, we're going to take away your melucha. Now, we all know that the melucha was going to be taken away from him regardless, because it was promised to David, it was promised to Yehuda. But we needed a little excuse for it to happen. And this is what we're saying, Yitroif, that even though it wasn't such a big Aveda, and it could be that the descendants of Malchus Beis David will do bigger Avedas, but they're not going to lose their melucha. However, Shaul, with his little Aveda, that was the excuse that was used to take away the melucha. We find a similar thing recent in Parshas Yisroi. It says that Nadav and Avihu, they really were supposed to be killed because of the way they acted by Har Sinai. But Hashem waited, didn't want to kill them during Matan Torah. So they waited for the story of Achrei Mois Kedoshim. In other words, but the decision was already made earlier. And the same thing is with Shaul. He was going to lose his melucha regardless. We just needed a little excuse to take it away. That's the Ev Yitre if it was taken away from him. However, one beautiful thing about Binyamin, Vilo Erev, even when it's dark, even when Yidden went into Golos, and Hashem destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, and Yidden were in Golos in the time of Purim, they were in Golos Poras Modai, Yichalek Sholo, they still had the spoils, they still had Mordechai and Esther, who were able to lead Klal Yisrael. So even at a time where Yidden were in a matzav of Erev, Yidden were not in a good matzav, Yidden are in Golos. Nevertheless, the Eibishter gave Binyamin a special place. Now the Medrash brings down that actually there are four different Golias we know. We have Mitzrayim, we have Madai, we have Yavon, we have Edoim, and Binyamin is the koyach that we have to fight with Golos of Madai. The Golos of Madai is compared to a Ze'ev, and the Shevet Binyamin, the koyach of Binyamin, allows us to fight with the Klipa of Madai. But there is a much deeper inyan, especially connected to the inyan of Geula, when it comes to Binyamin. And that is, that Binyamin, we know that when Yosef was named Yosef, he was called Yosef because of the avoid of Yosef Hashemli ben Acher. That Rachel gave a tefillah that we should have a ben Acher, we should have another son. And that other son was Binyamin. Now, originally when he was born, they called him Ben Oini, then he was called Binyamin. But this avoid of ben Acher is a very, very important avoidah. And that's especially Negea. Binyamin is the last of the Shvatim, which is the avoid of Ikvus of the Mashicha. The avoid that we have today is the avoid of Ben Acher. What does it mean, Ben Acher? Ben Acher means that we take somebody who shows himself to be an Acher. Every single Yid is really a Ben of the Eibishter, son and daughter of the Eibishter. Unfortunately, there are so many Yidin which are so distant from their own selves, they don't identify as Yidin, and they definitely don't feel themselves as Bonim Shel Mokim. They don't feel themselves as children of the Eibishter. And the greatest avoida, the avoida that's Negea to us, is to take people and meet people who identify as Acher, and we make them a Ben, we make them a son. We bring them closer to the Eibishter. As the Mefarshim explain on the Pasuk, Adam ki yakrev mikem korban la'Hashem, that the greatest korban we can give to the Eibishter, the greatest present we can give Hashem, is ki yakrev mikem korban la'Hashem, when we're mekadiv another Yid to the Eibishter. We know that there's a person that wants to give a present to somebody. There are many things you can give. You can give them physical objects. You can give them spiritual objects. You can give them songs, writings, different things. The greatest present you can give somebody is bringing their children closer to them. And ki yakrev mikem korban la'Hashem, a person that takes a yid who identifies as distant and separate from the Eibishter and brings that yid closer to Hashem, that is the greatest korban la'Hashem, that is the greatest present that we can give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same is true when we're talking about the avodah to bring Mashiach. The avodah of Mashiach is the avodah of Ishapcha. The avodah of Ishapcha means that we take a world which the world by its very nature screams, Ani va'avsi oid. It's all about me. It's very self-centered. We live in the I world, right? Everything is in the iPod and the I. Everything is the I world. It's the world of I. And the avoid of a yid is to create a ruach in the world, and megala in the world, that the world screams, Einoid Mulvadi. We're completely turn it over. We make a complete 180 degree change in the trajectory of the world, that the world, instead of screaming its own identity, really screams its true identity, which is the identity of the Eibishter. Which that's going to happen when Mashiach comes. That'll be the ultimate ishapcha, that the world will actually v'yeda kol fol ki atafaltoi, v'yavin kol yitzur ki atiyitzartoi, v'yemer kol asher nesham abapeh, Hashem melech, that the whole world will scream about Elikus. Evan Mikir Tizak, the walls are going to be screaming Elikos. The streets are going to be screaming Elikos. You're going to walk on the street and you're not going to think Divrei Torah. They're going to say, why are you stepping on me? That's going to be the identity of the world. The world, the inyan of Moshiach is Oz Epech Alaamim Sof Avruda. There's going to be that Ishapcha, changing over side the nations of the world, the language of the world, the anhaga of the world, the attitude of the world, and the metzias of the world. And that is the avoid of Binyamin. That is the final avoidah, the last of the Birchas Yaakov, the avoid of Ikfas of the Meshicha, is to make from a acher into a bein. And that's what it speaks about, one of the nevuahs of Mashiach, ki shosli zera acher, which that's referring to the Mashiach, which that's the Yisri Na'ur, Abba Mitoich HaChoyshech. This is the Maila, the tremendous Ur that comes specifically from the Choyshech of Golos, from the Choyshech of this Olam Hazeh, that makes the ultimate Dira B'tachtoinim, which that is the Yitrof, we are Toiref, which we know that the word Kosher, which, you know, there's Treif, there's Toiref, and there's Kosher, is Rosh HaTevis, Ki Moitzei Sholol Rav, that we elevate the world, we're making it Roy for the Eibishter. And that is the Avoid of Binyamin, that's the Avoid that we have in Ikfas of the Mashiach.